I'll call the meeting to order at 6:03. Mark, can you determine a quorum, please?
Yes. Sarah Holmgren?
Here.
Carrie Case?
Here.
Katie Holmland?
Here.
Mark Taylor?
Here.
Kari Peterson?
Not here yet.
Excused until she arrives.
Okay. Please rise for Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll make a motion to approve the January 20th agenda. Could I have a second?
Oh, second.
Motion's been made and seconded by Katie. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes 4-0. Student representative report. See if we have one.
Oh, she's out of town.
Oh, she is seeing Hamilton.
She is
at this moment.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Lucky girl.
Big news.
I know. Good for her. We'll have to ask her about that next.
Where is she seeing it at?
Oh, that'd be in New York.
Oh, even better. Not Seattle.
I almost didn't make the flight out of Portland this morning. It was running a little late.
Uh-oh.
Just did a whole fiasco.
Wow. I'm glad they made it.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
I bet. Any correspondence?
None.
Okay. Comments from the audience unrelated to agenda items? Okay, seeing none. Comments from the audience related to agenda items? Okay, seeing none. Comments from board members?
I just have one, but maybe that's more of a, as a community member. I just want to say that Becky and I just wrapped up teen mental health first aid for our senior class. We certified 26 kids in teen mental health first aid. And Becky is on a little trip right now. When she comes back, we will be teaching the freshmen, the 10th grade class, and 9, 10. And that's it. Yeah, then we'll be all wrapped up.
Nice.
Yeah, and then after that, in following years, it will just be the incoming freshmen that we'll do. So thank you for letting us take over classes to teach that. And our seniors were incredibly engaged and thoughtful, and it was a really good experience, I think.
Good. Thank you for doing it.
Yeah, happy to.
Next, we'll move on to the consent agenda. I'll make a motion to approve this month's consent agenda that includes our accounting report, bills, payroll, and electronic transfers, as well as our regular board meetings and personnel report. Could I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded by Carrie. Any discussion? Okay, Carrie, none. Mara, could you please call the roll?
Yes. Sarah Holmgren?
Yes.
Mark Taylor?
Yes.
Katie Holmland?
Yes.
Carrie Case?
Yes. Motion passes. 4-0. Next, we'll move on to our administrative reports. First, we had our superintendent report. Hopefully, you were able to read her report in the packet. Didn't think probably needed to be read out over the air because we're not live, but also people could log in and or just get it off the internet.
Yeah.
They want to read it. Did anybody have any questions that we want to relay back to Superintendent Taylor? If you do, maybe just email her or give her a call. Or if you want to have a public discussion about any of it. Okay, hearing none, we also had our principal's report from Heather Kahn. Didn't notice that we'll have a drop in anticipated number, but an increase in the preschool for next year. I thought that was kind of interesting. And then I don't know if anybody had any questions or comments on that report. Okay, next we'll move on to middle school, high school principal's report. Mr. King, good to see you back.
You read my report. You were clairvoyant because I didn't submit one.
That's okay.
I was involved in a little bit of surgery while I was gone, and so it was not happening for me at that time. A few things to talk about. First off, we're looking at scheduling right now with Rachel Etcher and myself, and also Shanda, our counseling intern. We're looking at building next year's schedule for high school and middle school. We're also looking at doing a schedule which splits the lunches so that we can use the lunchrooms more efficiently and keep it a little cleaner in the school. That adds a little bit of a wrinkle to the whole scheduling because it means that there'll be certain periods where we may have to not share teaching staff as much as we have at this point. So we'll have to just work around that situation. But I think we've got, right now we have three possible options that we're discussing, taking a look at that. We'll let you know when that develops better. For curriculum, we were going to have a curriculum document finished for this board, an original draft for this board meeting, but we we would like to postpone that to February. There's a few pieces we still need to put together to make that usable. But we should have the rough draft for you for next board meeting, and then we will put it out for people to comment on and hopefully have a final draft for the following board meeting. So, and then look at our ordering of materials for social studies, which is going to be a little interesting. We've discovered there's a few segments of the school that don't actually have anything, you know, uniform for that. And there is some difficulty also with the restructuring of the, you know, the content areas by grade level. Some areas do not have a lot of readily available materials to purchase, and so you have to kind of search a little harder to find what you need. But we should be able to get that all done and hope to get the orders all done before the end of the school year, you know, April or May, and get things shipped back in. So, any questions?
Okay, thank you very much.
You bet.
Next, Director of Activities Report, Mr. Cabral.
Come on, quick. All right, I think Mara will attach the report. Our SALT team is going for their third meeting of the year. That is going well. Wish we had more time, but finding their schedules, advisory is kind of like our only slot time. Believe it or not, PHS basketball and cheer, we're halfway through the season. It's crazy to think that. And it's going to get really busy here in the next 6 weeks. Middle school wrestling is underway as well. Our numbers are up in middle school wrestling, which is awesome. Middle school, high school, and Wales will start in February. And then Robin said I had to share this. I wasn't going to put it in, but I'll do it. The National Athletic Director Conference this year, I was selected as one of the five. We had a national blue ribbon panel, and there were five athletic directors out of the entire U.S. that were selected to this little panel, and we got kind of grilled with questions about high school activities. It was awesome. And we're going to be in the Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Magazine this spring. It's coming out with the report of it. It's going to be in two different sessions. But we also got to sit with the National Federation of High School Activities Director, Carissa Niehoff. And she is like the big boss of all of high school activities. Had a great discussion because we are kind of the last standing program that really pushes the education piece. And we're fighting against kind of like you see NCAA with NILs, AAU, and you see all these other club things happening. So the big question was, how do we keep that going and keeping it strong within our communities? That was a great 2-hour session with her. And then in spring of 27, for the first time ever, we are hosting the ASAA Board of Directors meeting in Petersburg. So that will be, it's never been here. So we're super excited, but that'll be not this spring, but the following. Super cool. So we'll have all the region representatives, the office staff from ASAA, and the executive director here. Super fun. And then for the next 4 weeks, if you're bored, something's wrong, boys home this weekend, girls are going to Craig. The following weekend, we have games against Haynes Thursday, Friday. Craig rescheduled girls game Saturday, Sunday morning. We have to go on that one because that's the only open weekend. The following weekend is our home invitational. The next weekend is Metlakatla, and then they're off, and then we have Wrangell. So come hang out at the gym. We will have our region schedule February 1st. Sitka and Mount Edgecombe are back in our Region 5 tournament. So they are going to be joining us in Juneau this year. So questions?
I do have a question, just because I've heard it floating around.
Yes.
What's the status with the dance force team?
Yes, so we kind of discussed at that our admin meeting about how it all incorporates, so softball and dance.
Yeah.
Trying to be part of the school, but not really. So we kind of created like this little guidance policy that we're looking at our admin meetings to overview a little bit more. What it entails is like they would be under our jurisdiction to participate in the Region 5 tournament, but they would have to meet the same criteria as every other student athlete. So they have to do grade checks. They would have to be on the eligibility form, but get no funding. But there is some back work behind that because we would still have to make sure they're all uploaded, make sure they have all the documents, physical forms, all of that stuff.
Is so there's hope to make that happen before
Regions. Yep, since now we're down to two teams only for dance in the region because Thunder Mountain shut down. So it's just Ketchikan and Juneau Douglas. Sitka doesn't have one. Yeah, so, and it also split, dance has kind of modified a little bit. There's not divisions in dance, and Mara's now a pro at this. Dance is kind of like you go against the score sheet, but there's always this thought that they're comparing them, but they're never really compared because our judges are really, really good.
So sometimes
you want to like, oh, we should break into divisions and we shouldn't do divisions, but there are no divisions. So it's kind of a floating thing, and there's not many dance programs in the state or anyone in the country that does it the way we do. We're very unique. And so even our judges say that. I think we are the only schools that do cheer and dance the way we do in the entire U.S. So kind of unique if you've ever been out of it. But yeah, so we're working on that. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So what it also entails is I think Robin's worried about a little bit of the workload it would take. It would still take me to do, you know, all the eligibility, gym prep, everything else and all of that stuff. But just to see how it would incorporate and where we are. Yeah. So would love to have him though. Yeah. Just having something set for what happens when we add more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. Question.
Okay, any questions? Okay, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Good. Next we'll move on to Special Education Director Testing Coordinator report. Ms. Fry.
Hello. In the special education side of things, we did get our intensive applications back from the state, and we've been approved for 4 out of 4, which is fantastic. So that impacts funding.
Awesome.
Very good for our state, and that's something we try to be very intentional about, doing audits on before we submit them, to increase our success rate in testing. Just for the board to be aware, we did learn something new with breaking up testing starting before the break and then returning after the break. That unfortunately, if we pass a 28-day window, whether it's in instruction times or not, students had to restart. So there's a lot of frustration at the middle school level with that, but our kids persevered. They really did well. They tried their best. We had some attitudes, but we worked through it. And I absolutely understand, because the one that got reset was the reading test, which is the hardest for our students to do and takes the most time. So that was really frustrating and something I had never experienced or we had never heard of before. So learning opportunity, when we schedule testing for next year, we'll definitely keep that in mind. On the 29th, we have our eighth graders taking part in the national NAEP assessment. And so there's gonna be 2 groups and also some separate setting groups. And so that's gonna be a morning group and afternoon group. They're bringing in the devices for that. So we'll work with that NAEP team. And then other assessments that are continuing is continued MAP testing at the high school level. They didn't want it to interfere with finals, so we're picking those kids up next week. Will be a lot of that. And then we're continuing to do our benchmarking with Dibbles and Desmos Math throughout the district as we're working and making sure kids are making gains. In the attachment, you do have the graph of how our students did on the Alaska Developmental Profile, which is our prepared for kindergarten assessment that we do in the fall. And Petersburg continues, our kids and families continue to do a great job preparing our kids to come in for kindergarten. So we're ahead of the state in all categories. The ones that really stand out is expressive communication and phonological awareness, and then awareness of print concepts and knowledge of letters and symbols, which gives a lot of credit to our early learning centers and the work that we've done at the elementary to partner with them and to make sure that they have the skills to prepare them to come in and be really great, successful students. So a lot of hard work going on in our community. Yeah. Any questions? Okay. Thank you
for your help today on Campus K.
Happy to help.
Cindy joined me.
Yeah, I was like, wait, is that Cindy?
Yes.
It's fun.
Next, we'll move on to Director of Facilities and Maintenance, Mr. Muller.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Roof CIP updates, CBC from last one. I said that they were in the process of completing the sidewalls there between the 75 and 85 building. They are now complete. Roof vents are currently being installed, and heat trace is currently being installed. And as you see, they have a man lift on the backside of the high school, and they're all over the place right now. So please be cautious. Maintenance update, 12/23, right before Christmas, we had a frozen sprinkler head burst on us while we were working on a boiler down in the boiler room. Luckily, we were down there. we replaced that the way that boiler room doors, they have louvers on them. Boilers are pulling in air, and that cold air is being pulled right up to that sprinkler head. So we got that blocked off. So hopefully in the future, it doesn't happen again. Right after Christmas, we had the middle school commons had a sprinkler head burst as well, flooded middle school commons. The fire department was on scene. They helped us clean up everything. And I wanted to thank everyone who helped us, you know, maintenance, custodial staff, Superintendent Robin Taylor, Ed Taylor, John KP, Petersburg Volunteer Fire Department, and anyone else who was there. I don't know if any of the other staff were. There was a lot going on. past few weeks, removed a lot of snow. And everyone has. Pretty happy the rain showed up. And more updates to come as we move forward with door security upgrades for this coming summer, added projects from the condition survey. So Robin and I have been working pretty hard on that condition survey to kind of prioritize all these projects that we need to complete here in the next few years. So that's all I got. Any questions?
How is your staffing looking right now? Are you fully staffed?
Not fully staffed. We just interviewed one person today for the middle school. So hopefully we'll have that position filled here within.
That a custodial position?
Yes, it is. Yeah, so not fully staffed yet, but we will be.
Get in there?
Hopefully. Yes. We'll get there.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Okay, next we'll move on to food service director's report. Currently isn't here, but hopefully you had a chance to read her report as well as our director of technology, Mr. Painter's report. And next we have the CLSD coordinator, Ms. Jenkins, is here.
Hi.
Hello.
So I think just to update you about some new things that we have been invited to partner with WAVE and Petersburg Medical Center to do a new mamas class. So we'll be talking about early literacy skills. And so we'll be doing that class in April, our CLSD team, just to support our youngest learners and instilling early literacy skills. Help Us Grow Alaska has partnered with us and supplied us with free books from 1 all the way to 5. So we'll be having bags when children get their well child check at the medical center. We'll have literacy bags specifically designed for their age group, which is pretty exciting. They get a very cool little book with that. So Yana was here for training at our in-service, and that went really well. We all gained new understanding just about how to implement literacy and also just continuing that Petersburg Students Rock and our visible learning goals here. One of the new things that we were introduced to, I thought was just going to be K-8, it's actually for K-12, is Amira, our new AI robot. And so Amira is an online platform that listens to students read aloud. She assesses their fluency and their comprehension, and she provides real-time micro interventions or coaching when they struggle. And so she's being used within our intervention groups. The data that we have on Amira, she's only 2 years old, and I actually sent a video to Mara if you would like to be introduced to her via video. It's about 2 minutes. But the effect size was 1.7. So students who use Amira 30 minutes a week and read to her were growing 1.7 grade levels in their fluency in 1 year, which is amazing. So some upcoming events and outreach. We are getting ready to do Bluey's Iditarod for pre-K through 5th. So we're gonna kind of do a reading challenge for our younger grades along with our area preschools, to where they're gonna count the minutes read, and that's how many miles we've gained on the Iditarod race. And then we're looking in April, we're gonna do One Book, One District, and we have some local authors that we want everybody in the community to have an opportunity to read the book with us, and then have the author come in and do a presentation to us and sign our books. And so, and then we are hoping to do a Math Literacy Month on KFSK are just like we did in October for reading literacy words. And so our math teachers are kind of getting that together for us right now. And also, last but not least, our CLSD grant progress is going to be highlighted in Deed's newsletter next month, as requested by Beverly Hartesti, because they are just really impressed with our progress and the impact we're making in literacy in Petersburg. And if you guys want to watch a mirror, I did send it, and I can definitely forward it to you. It's about 2 minutes. Do you want to, you want to wait? You want to watch it? Okay.
Is it on my email?
Yeah, I sent it. I forwarded it to you. And go down to slide number. Keep going. Keep going. And she's right there, the girl. Yeah.
Mira?
Yep. And this is Amira. And this is what our students, K-12, had access to right now.
Okay. We'll see if she connects to the speaker. Let's see.
Yeah. She may not. It may have been to the next slide, and it's okay if we can't. I can definitely forward it to everyone later.
Was that the next slide?
Yeah, it went to the next slide.
The mission was completed, though.
Yeah. You can, our team was Mission Impossible for that PLC.
Oh, I was clicking the wrong spot.
Learning to read is one of the brain's most complex achievements. Yet many students worldwide continue to struggle to read, making it one of education's most urgent challenges. Hi, I'm Amira, your learning agent for Reading Growth. I'm here to help teachers and students reach reading goals. My story began at Carnegie Mellon University, where leading AI and reading scientists spend decades advancing research that became my foundation. And I'm here to help millions of students find their path to becoming proficient readers. Reading with students around the world, I've listened to over 11 billion words read aloud, helping me understand diverse accents and dialects, and I can uniquely analyze their speech down to the phoneme level. Universities, state agencies, ministries of education, and prominent research firms are continuously testing and validating my efficacy. As a learning agent, my superpower is being able to listen, assess, and tutor in real time. I help both teachers and students in the classroom by connecting assessment, instruction, and tutoring into one coherent instructional experience. I'm also bilingual. I speak fluently in English and Spanish. I love being in dual language classrooms so I can work alongside as many teachers and students as possible. I'm so proud to be trusted by thousands of partner districts. Hear from some of my friends in Clayton County, Georgia.
Think about one teacher in a classroom, whether it's kindergarten, whether it's fifth grade. Amira steps in and does a phenomenal job of lifting that load and helping our teachers get scholars to where they need to be.
Amira's like giving an additional tutor to each student in the classroom. Who wouldn't love that? What's be so the effect that it can have and the time that it can save in the classroom and the effectiveness of it.
I'm also approved by state agencies nationwide, and I represent the highest standards of privacy, security, and responsible AI. Districts trust my closed-loop system. I'm recognized time and again for leading the vision for AI and innovation in K-12 education. In fact, independent published research shows that students who work with Amira at the recommended dosage of 30 minutes per week grow about 68% faster than peers using other reading technologies. All of my friends at Amira Learning are so proud of the impact we're seeing in classrooms everywhere. We're helping to create reading growth and change lives for millions of students worldwide. And we're just getting started.
Yeah, Amira is pretty cool, and I look forward to seeing the data at the end of the year benchmark to see those students that are struggling with fluency, how she has really helped individually their progression, especially in fluency and comprehension. And we're the first school in Alaska to use Amira. Do you guys have any questions?
So when did they start using it?
We just started when we came back to school in January.
Okay. So just brand new.
Brand new, yeah.
It will be interesting to see what progress they do make.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Any other questions?
Any other questions?
Okay,
thank you.
All right, next we'll move on to our committee reports. Katie, crisis?
No, but Mara, maybe you know. In the fall, we met with Robin and a couple others to review the emergency procedures plan. We were waiting for them to get printed. Are those done yet?
Not that I know of. Who was printing them? We were printing them?
No. They were like being professionally done. Yeah.
I've seen them at other schools.
But
right by the door.
We haven't heard any update, and it's been like.
Cindy,
right, you're talking about the flip
yes,
ones.
Yes, those ones.
So, in December, Rob and I reached out to the gentleman that we met at the health and safety fair,
mm-hmm.
and he was still working on getting them produced. He knows that we want some and that we need some for our district.
Okay.
It's probably time that we reach out again and just get a status on it.
Yeah, it's just been a while, I feel like.
Yeah, because we talked about that back in September, and he was having them produced, but we haven't received them back yet.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I was just curious about that.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, curriculum, which sounds like you guys are moving along.
Yeah.
Facilities, we've been meeting, and that was more of just going over what was provided in our packet, the breakdown of that very thick, enormously long assessment of all the district buildings, and separating those out. We don't have a legislative liaison right now, just Mara keeping us abreast of things in the past, but they're about to go into session today, right?
They started today, Robin emailed you guys about the lawsuit that was started, handed to them, subpoenaed, I don't know what they call it.
It sounds like we have some educators going to a legislative fly-in as well.
We do?
Yeah. Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. Other than Heather and Robin?
Tim, Shumway.
Oh,
and
association.
The association.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
We did get an email, maybe hopefully everybody got it, from from our director, Lon Garrison, about emailing our legislator about Senate Bill 113. Did I call it? Yes. That had that does have an effect on school funding. So hopefully, if you had a chance. I did email our senator and representative and got a response back. So their office has been is replying, so they're up and running, it sounds like.
Yeah, that one had passed last session, was vetoed by the governor, and so they're going for a veto override.
Yeah, but they have to do it the first 5 days, so it's the clock's ticking. Okay, nothing for negotiations policy. It looks like you guys have done some stuff. So
we've been meeting.
Okay. Technology, Kari's not here, so we'll move on. Wellness, they probably haven't met, have they, Mark?
I don't believe so.
Okay. And then budget. Have you guys had any budget meetings or probably not? Just
I don't believe so. So I was not aware.
Yeah, two seconds. I mean, we're barely back in from Christmas break, so I would be surprised.
I do feel
if
like wellness met. Carly might have to add you to
I got
the email
added
list.
To meetings starting February.
Okay.
So the informational piece about the budget is also an item on the agenda, and that is that your joint meeting with the borough assembly will be on February 26th at 6 p.m. in the assembly chambers. You guys will be there basically in support and to kind of talk, and Shannon and Robin will have a presentation for them about next year's budget.
Okay. All right, we'll move on to old business, which is a couple policy readings. Two minor policy updates, retitling board policy 6114.2 bomb threats to an AR 6114.2 bomb threats, and then also board policy 6114.1, our period one pandemic and epidemic emergencies, to an AR 6114.4 pandemic and epidemic emergencies. And both of these administrative regulations will then fall under our board policy 6114, which is crisis response plan. And this is similar to what other districts have. So as written, these are not standalone policies, but are more actionable instructions, as ARs are intended to be. There is no change to any of the language, moving it from board policy over to an AR. So I'm going to recess to a public hearing on that change. Anybody want to talk about it?
Huh?
Case hearing none, I'm going to end the public hearing. And I will make a motion to approve the retitling of board policy 6114.2 bomb threats to an AR 6114.2 bomb threats, and board policy 6114.4 pandemic and epidemic emergencies to AR-6114.4 pandemic and epidemic emergencies in its final reading. Could I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded by Carrie. Any further discussion regarding this change? Going, hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes 4-0. Next, we'll move on to new business, which is our AASB winter policy updates. These board policies were recommended for updates by AASB. They have reviewed the entire 4000 series of personnel and have recommended the changes. The policy committee has set aside its policy review and worked through these recommendations and updates in chunks. And many of these changes are minor. Please refer to the attached sheet for the, or the included sheet in our board packet for explanation, and hopefully you had time to review those. An additional policy was added to update from the finance director, and that is, she was recommending board policy 3312 to align to our other board policy 33110. So I remember when that 33110 was adopted, we had increased the amount that was the superintendent was authorized to spend, and so we missed that on board policy 3312, and we found that recently. So hopefully you had a chance to review. This is a nice little breakdown. Mm-hmm. To see what the changes are. A lot of the information was changing. Even it looked like some of it was even changing just teachers to staff, you know, maybe in a more general to cover everybody that is an employee, grammatical changes. Mm-hmm. So hopefully you had a chance to review all of those. So I am going to make a motion to approve the policy updates as presented in their first reading. Could I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded by Carrie. Any discussion? Changes, edits? Okay, hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes 4-0. Next, we'll move on to our exempt contracts. Which we have a list there. They include not only our elementary school principal, middle school, high school principal, athletic director, special education director, food service director, director of facilities and maintenance, director of finance, director of technology, superintendent, board administrative assistant, and our finance clerk. So hopefully you had a chance to review those as well. I'll make a motion to approve the exempt contracts. Could I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded by Katie. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none, Mara, could you please call the roll?
Yes. Carrie Case?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren?
Yes.
Mark Taylor?
Yes.
Katie Holmland?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes 4-0. Next, we'll move on to 14.3. Our action is tenured and non-tenured teacher contracts. We are happy to put those forward this early in this year for all teachers to hopefully come back. I'll make a motion to approve all tenured and non-tenured teacher contracts as listed and for the 2026-27 calendar year, school year. Could I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded by Carrie. Is there any discussion? Okay, hearing none. Mara, could you please call the roll?
Katie Holmland?
Yes.
Mark Taylor?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren?
Yes.
Carrie Capes?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. Next is that informational joint borough and school board budget work session that Mara just mentioned. This will be held in the assembly chambers on February 26th at 6 p.m. Well, hopefully everybody on the board will be able to attend. If you haven't attended them before, like she said, Robin and Shannon will give a presentation to the assembly, and it will kind of be a question and answer and open dialogue with the assembly. Members of the public can attend, but not speak unless requested by the assembly or but it's more of just an open dialogue of our request for funds for next year, how the budget, how our finances are going, and it's just kind of a nice time to have that kind of back and forth conversation without it being as formal during an assembly meeting. So hopefully you'll be able to attend. If you can't, just let myself or Mara know, or Rob. Are there any questions about that for now? Okay. Any additional comments from board members?
Just a question. So sure. this report here, is this like considered how it always is? Like this like number at the bottom that you see, like, I know it's not all needed now, but like, so is $3 million just kind of like an outstanding number we need to keep like these buildings going?
They went through and picked apart everything.
Clearly, that could possibly for happen. Sure.
Yeah. And that's not unusual when you have a condition survey and then you kind of go back through it and say, okay, what really needs to be addressed? Because their job is to even point out things that you and I or most lay people that might say, that is not necessary to take care of this. But what it does do is provide some level of understanding, especially when we go to the state and say, hey, we want you to help us pay for this. They need that condition survey. So it is something that we need to do every once in a while. It's not cheap, but it's helpful also to go through. It's not, I would say the last one.
It seems extremely helpful.
Yeah, the last one was just as thorough and had just as many.
Yeah.
How long ago was the last one?
2012?
Yeah.
It was a while ago.
Yeah. And was it a similar number that came out at the end?
It was millions, yeah. Yeah. That's where I think they started talking about the roof and some of the other things.
We have a newish roof.
Yes. On the elementary school we do. And that they talked about this one needing to be replaced at some point in the future soon. Mm-hmm. And that's when we start working on it. I wasn't alarmed by or surprised by anything really that I saw because I've seen a few of them, but it's...
You just walk around and see it already?
Yeah. So I don't climb under the buildings. Yeah. I go in the boiler room or the attic. But it's not unusual to see that laundry list considering the age of the buildings, you know, even though they I think they've been pretty well maintained compared to a lot of other buildings when you compare
for
them.
For sure. Yeah.
So.
And I think that at your facility meeting, it's my understanding that they are kind of creating more of like a punch list or a priority out of that giant document. It'll be a smaller, like, what can we manage in-house? What can we contract out?
Right.
What do we have money for? What do we need to start saving money for? Mm-hmm. All of the above. So, yeah, it's a living document.
To the state to try and get them to pay a portion of it, which I think, unfortunately, is down to 70% reimbursement. Is that what it is? Used to be 80-90%, now they think they dropped them to 70, where if we come up with 30.
Well, and if they even approve those.
If they even approve them, yeah. Okay, any other questions or comments?
So they would give us basically 2.12 mil, and then we would, if we were to do everything in a perfect world, and then we would come up with a million.
Yeah, but they go like one item after another. They don't let us do a blanket. Say, so here's our condition survey. Can we have 30% or 70% of the money to fix all this? They're like, no, you've got to pick
that's
a few
great.
Things.
Yeah, they got to fall under the same scope of work.
Yeah.
Right.
So unfortunately, we don't get to do that, but it does give us at least a blueprint to work off of what to ask for.
Yeah, absolutely. I like it. I'm glad it is done.
Maybe you want to sit on the facilities committee.
I know.
Sarah's
there,
got that on lockdown.
Oh no, I'd be happy to pass it off.
She's the best one for it.
I don't know. All right, any upcoming dates and mini announcements? We know that there's games this weekend.
Well, there's stream night this week, right, too, for the
school? Yeah, Thursday night.
Thursday night.
At the elementary school.
Yeah, come do some science. There's coding chameleons, I've heard
or
of.
Or seven. What? Six?
I know we're very excited in our household for it.
Every child will go home with a kit.
Neat.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's being funded through Title I and Migrant.
Thank you, Title I and Migrant.
Is it at 6? Do you remember, Mark?
I think it is at 6.
Okay. Check the app. If you don't have the app, download it. Go to the website or call Mr. Painter. He'll help you walk through it. Yes, as always, that calendar is quite nice because it shows not only the activities but also other events on the calendar part. Okay, future agenda items would just be our board policies that we passed in its first reading.
Superintendent evaluation.
Yes, we should do that.
Are we going to do a board selfie eval too? Because we've talked about that for a while.
We could probably do it at the same time. Yeah, put that on the agenda.
Do you want it on the agenda or do you want to work towards a date for a session? For an executive.
Oh, like a work.
We need an executive session.
Right. Well, for superintendent, but I'm thinking like super or for our board review. Can we just do that as a work session? Maybe a work session either before or after the next meeting. We want to do that in one night, depending on how thick this is.
Move into a work session after next board meeting?
Yeah.
Okay. We can take a look at what's up.
Okay. If that still works for everybody in February. Okay. Any other new business? Okay, hearing none, I'll make a motion to adjourn. Can I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion has been seconded by Katie. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.